This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Opponents of at least one Republican candidate for president are dredging up and again misinterpreting the story of Terri Schiavo. Terri is the disabled woman who is aware of her surrounding, whose husband found a way to starve her to death at a care facility. The ACLU is reminding people that Jeb Bush actually sided with Terri's family as governor. The days before Brittany Maynard received assistance in Oregon to kill herself, she said she did not want to do it. Then she did. A psychologist affiliated with the group trying to stop assisted suicide in California is presenting a case that says she may have been pressured into suicide. Some abducted women and girls escaping the captivity of Boko Haram are found to be pregnant. Abortion advocates are exploiting these victims of rape to push for federal funding of abortion overseas. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. The Washington Post is telling its readers that Planned Parenthood has been lying in their claim that most people support late-term abortions. The abortion giant claims that 60% of voters oppose the 20-week ban proposed under the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. The Post reaffirms that most people oppose most abortions, especially these late-term abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.